Public Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. Interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Welcome back, folks. Hour two of the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. And I just did a little research myself on that quote, trying to trace authorship. Did Jefferson say, when tyranny becomes law, revolution becomes duty? So far, I haven't been able to find it, which may be the reason I'm hearing crickets as an answer to, I can't find it either. What we're all familiar with is he did write this in a pretty famous document. When a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the whole premise, folks, of our Declaration of Independence. A long train of abuses and usurpations to reduce them under absolute despotism. And that is exactly what the communists are doing right now. And they are doing it in a manner immensely more thoroughgoing than anything King George III ever dreamed of doing. This is far worse. What we face today is far worse than anything Thomas Jefferson's compatriots faced. And their revolution was indeed justified, was the right thing to do, and was a beautiful act of courage. And it's exactly what imagine that was the dilemma people faced in 1776. You know, it took guts to fight against the most powerful army on earth, the British army, and the most powerful navy on earth, the English navy. One reason we won the revolution, we, the patriots, our ancestors won the revolution, is that the second most powerful navy on earth, the French navy, intervened on our behalf. And we would not have won that revolution without the French Navy. And something that people don't, not too many people are very aware of, is that at Yorktown, the principal armed force that was there, serious armed force that faced Cornwallis, was not just the French Navy, it was the French Army. Washington had under his command French Army units, highly trained, highly skilled, provided by Louis the 16th. But before he got his head chopped off by a communist revolution in France, the Jacobins, who were the precursors to the Bolsheviks. So I don't know that I'm going to find a We'll continue researching somewhere in Jefferson's writings. But the closest we come is the Declaration of Independence, which I have on the wall behind me, a parchment version of it that I bought for my kids. I bought the 4 pages of the Constitution in a beautiful, beautiful simulated parchment replica, beautiful single page of the Declaration of Independence, and a beautiful single page of the Bill of Rights. And folks, if you haven't seen those 6 pages in real life, it's something you want to do. They're in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. I don't know what Chairman Biden and Comrade Pelosi, I don't know what restrictions they've placed on the National Archives. I'm assuming you can still get in there. But when I visited, you could lean over the glass cases, the 6 glass cases containing each one of those pages. You could press your nose against the glass and stare cross-eyed at things like the Second Amendment, which in the actual original document of the Bill of Rights is actually Amendment number 3. It's Amendment the 3rd. because the first wasn't enacted, but as enacted, it's the 2nd of the enacted Bill of Rights provisions. But you could put your nose up against the glass, and the document itself must not be anything more than a few inches from your nose when you do that. And you could just stare there. You could kind of be with those founding documents. You could be with the actual parchment, the actual beautiful cursive handwriting, penmanship of the founding fathers, the actual piece of parchment. And that, what a sacred moment. What an awesome moment to be with those they are the greatest political documents ever written. They are unprecedented in all of human history. I mean, think about it. There is no other Declaration of Independence. There is no other Bill of Rights. There is no other Constitution ever produced by any people, anything like yours as an American. There are some constitutions which are copies, very, very bad copies of the American Constitution. Those inspired by America, there are countries which have adopted constitutions based on your ancestors' leadership and courage. So such things exist. But when you boil it down, there are all kinds of holes in those other constitutions. They don't have a Bill of Rights. No other nation has a First Amendment. No other nation has a Second Amendment, not like yours. No other nation has a clause that says Congress shall make no law bridging freedom of religion, keep and bear arms, freedom to assemble, to petition your government. Shall make no law. My goodness, that's never occurred in history before or since, that people so great as Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, John Adams, attributed your freedom to you, that it is yours, it inheres in your being. It is not a grant from any government. I mean, what a breakthrough in human history. Never occurred before. There were precedents like the Magna Carta, which were steps on the road to America. The Magna Carta was a good step in the right direction. But getting back to the issue at hand here, which is this: is it January 4th? Is the Biden deadline? And all across America, sheriff's departments are emptying out, police departments are emptying out, The Navy SEALs are emptying out. And who's going? Who's leaving? Who's resigning? Who's taking early retirement? Who's just not taking early retirement, but just giving up their career? And Biden, by the way, I believe Biden is talking about military heroes who are drummed out of the service. I think they lose their pensions. I think they're dishonorably discharged. But be that as it may, this is hideous. This is hideous. America is being raped. Our military will be a joke after a vaccine mandate. What's left of the military will be the pussies. We won't have a military. The kind of people that go over the top first, the kind of people that fall on the grenade in a unit, those people will be the ones who leave. And the communist Chinese, you don't think they're taking due note of this? Of course they are. You don't think they're aware that their aircraft carrier is going to be fighting an American aircraft carrier that's loaded with pregnant women? They must be quaking in their boots. And all the top guns will have left. Top guns who won't put up with this crap. Who aren't going to say, yeah, okay, I'm going to bend over, stick it in me, Doc. Stick it in me. So we're not going to have much of a military left. Our police forces are going to be gutted. Sheriff's departments gutted. We're going to lose the best. We'll lose the best doctors. Let's go to Melissa in Maryland. Melissa, you're on the radio.
Hi there.
Hi. What's
Okay. All right. Okay. I was just making sure you could hear me. You know who Larry Klayman is, yes?
Very well.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he has a radio show on Sunday afternoons, but I'm not sure if it's a live show, so I'll just leave it at that. I don't, it may air on different days on different stations, but supposedly he has started a party called the American Independence Party. Have you heard that he was up for that?
I haven't heard of that. I have myself been, you know, a participant to several attempts at making American third parties. And I'll let you, you know, take the point where you want to take it, but I'll just give you my little peanut gallery
No. I mean, you know, we have lots of little third parties floating around. We've got libertarians, we've got greens, we've got constitution, we've got justice, we've got whatever else there is. But, you know, I wondered what your opinion was, because there have been, so, as you say, several third party attempts made going back to starting who knows when, the Reform Party, going back to maybe 1960 or earlier than that. So, I mean, it could very well be that it needs some time to get off the ground. But I wondered, you know, what your prognosis for that was, whether or not
I have
you were doing...
Melissa, good question.
Yes?
I have a very well thought out prognosis. I've been
working
on it. My whole, ever since I was, I guess, in my 20s, and I'm 73 now.
That's 50 years, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Well, here's the situation. The beautiful thing that happened in 2015 is that Donald Trump stormed the Republican Party. Donald Trump took him 4 years of the presidency. He's still doing it. He's still having to retake parts of the Republican Party. He still has to get rid of Liz Cheney. He still has to get rid of Murkowski in Alaska. He still has to get rid of Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. But he has definitely got the rhinos on the run. And here's this. I'm going to connect this to a third party in a second, Melissa. There is next to no hope for a third party to achieve something in America. They are so small, they are so feeble, that they can't possibly match and defeat the communist juggernaut. The Republican Party, as taken over by Donald Trump and the Patriots, we have taken over the Republican Party. We haven't thoroughly cleaned it out, but we have taken it over. And Trump, I'm going to take the we out of it. I wouldn't elevate myself to be shoulder to shoulder with him. But Donald Trump has taken over the Republican Party. And that is our only chance, is hanging on to that victory by Donald Trump, and then he has to carry it forward. Now, the dilemma right now, the biggest mistake that Donald Trump has made, which is the result of having gotten screwed by the establishment, by the deep state. Donald Trump didn't see it. He got T-boned. He got blindsided. He got sucker punched by the American public health establishment, and led by Anthony, piece of garbage communist Fauci. And he got suckered into signing up on the vaccine bandwagon. And I can't blame him. He's not a doctor. He's not knowledgeable about anything. I'm not. The average, he was bum rushed. They stormed into his, Anthony Fauci and his girlfriend, what's her name, Debbie Birx, they stormed into his office and said, millions of Americans are about to die. This is a terrible emergency. We must immediately, we must have emergency orders. We must shut down everything immediately. Red alert, 5-alarm fire, everybody's going to die. And the president didn't have anyone around him that could say, hey, wait a minute, Mr. President, you're getting the shaft here. This is a communist. He didn't see it coming. He thought, well, these are medical people. These are the heads of various medical departments. Surely they have all these medical degrees. They can spout all this fancy knowledge and nomenclature. These couldn't be communists. We wouldn't have communists running our health establishment, would we? Well, guess what? We did, and we do. And the president got suckered by that. Now he needs to extricate himself from that. He needs to distance himself. First and foremost, he's got to condemn. Mr. President, you must do it today. Today. There's no time to waste. You must condemn the vaccine mandate. You must condemn all the mandates. You must condemn all the closures of businesses. The cleaning out of the U.S. military is intolerable. It's intolerable. There are, I believe, some 625 Navy SEALs who said, hell no, we're men. We're not going to take the damn injection. Screw your injection. Shove it where the sun don't shine. These are men. And if we lose those men, we've lost our military. They are the balls of America. And they're ready to, if they are run out of our military, we don't have a military. We're a bunch of punks at that point. Nobody will take us seriously. Mr. Trump, Mr. President, please, please condemn this. Condemn it immediately. Stand up for our military. Stand up for those cops. Stand up for those sheriffs. Stand up for those courageous doctors who tell Fauci to take a long hike off a short pier. This bastard, Fauci. And you got suckered, Mr. President. And the president didn't pick Fauci. Fauci has been for decades, has been the head of the Bill Gates, let's stick everybody with vaccines mafia. And now, by the way, Melissa and everybody out there, the latest thing I read is research, I believe it's out of Sweden, which points out that the vaccine is not a vaccine. I've got the paper in front of me. Wait till you hear what the damn thing does to you. We'll be right back.
standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling.
We're back, folks. Let me give you a... First, let me check. Melissa, are you still with me? No, Melissa's gone. So here we are, folks. It's just us. There's a paper out of Sweden, I believe. And this is, you know, this shouldn't be. What does Kelso know about medicine? That's right. Nothing. So to speak. I shouldn't, anyway, compared to people that spend 10, 12 years in medical school, incredible training. I like what Dr. Peter McCullough said. I saw him on an Alex Jones show. He said, Peter McCullough said, we are the most highly trained people in America. He's talking about doctors. We have more training than anyone, more skill than anyone. And we have a right. And they're talking about lifting Peter McCullough's medical license. This guy is a giant in medicine. And he got a letter saying, you know, they're reviewing him and they're gonna, you know, he's being a bad boy. And he says, bring it on, bring it on. I would love to take you clowns on. And he said, what did he talk about? He said, he didn't use the term bullying. He said, yes, hunting. He says they're hunting real doctors. These clowns, these Faucis are hunting the real doctors. And he says, okay, you want to fight? You've got to fight. But he says, we as doctors, he says, everyone has a right to an opinion. This is America. But I, as a doctor, with the incredible training that I have, you're going to tell me I can't open my mouth, that I can't tell you what I know? What kind of an SOB are you to say that to me or to any other doctor so highly trained? Well, it shouldn't be that a guy like Kelso with no training can actually look at a medical paper that people like Fauci are suppressing. And I can actually see information with no training. This shouldn't be. And this is where Donald Trump got screwed. He has no medical training. He was distinguished as a student at Wharton School of Finance, University of Pennsylvania, the top business school in the world. But that's not a medical school. This is how they snuck it in on. This is how they sucker punched him. So here it is. This is his paper. You want to talk about how scary, why these Navy SEALs are saying, hell no, you're not sticking this thing in me. This unknown, untried, unproven, untested, non-vaccine. Get that, folks. It ain't a vaccine. And this piece of garbage, this puke, this little worm, Fauci, on his website just redefined, defined vaccine. They redefined gain of function. They're changing the language, changing the words, changing definitions. Fauci needs to be in Sing Sing. He needs to be tried for treason, tried for crimes against humanity, tried for murder, tried for mass murder. Immediately, Fauci and all of his friends, all of his supporters, all of his allies, all of his enablers and co-conspirators need to be tried for treason and mass murder. Now, this study out of Sweden points out that I'll just read the sentences. Here's a red light right here. Our findings reveal a potential molecular mechanism by which the spike protein might impede adaptive immunity and underscore the potential, now get this one, here's the bombshell here, and underscore the potential side effects of full-length spike-based vaccines. Folks, that's a bombshell right there. Even I can see that. What have we come to that I have to see that? Here's what they're saying. The spike proteins destroy adaptive immunity. Okay, now what is adaptive immunity? Folks, if you lose your adaptive immunity, you're not going to live more than 24 hours. You're a dead man without your adaptive immunity. But here's the bombshell. They're not talking about the COVID-19 virus as doing this. They're talking about the potential side effects of full-length spike-based vaccines. And remember, it's not a vaccine, and they know it. Spike-based, and we'll put the right word in there, gene therapy. And here's what they, now, that's the abstract at the beginning of the paper. And by the way, this is hidden in plain sight. I'm reading this off of the National Institutes of Health website. This is on the NIH website. They couldn't keep it off because these researchers in Sweden are so prestigious and their work is so thorough. But what they're hiding in plain sight, because the average person doesn't get it from what's here. Now let's go to the results, go to the end of the this thing. And in the results, it says,
you are tuned.
Let's see, I think we're... Do we have a break here, engineer?
Came the day at the bottom of the
we'll be right back.
When the timber cracked and men started crying, miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life
with Extendovite. What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be.
And here it is. Non-Dr. Kelso is having to read to you from a medical paper. Because the real doctors aren't. And the here's the conclusion at the end. It says, get this. Now, this gene therapy that's being inflicted on all of us by the communists, this injection, and that's about control. That, first of all, just getting you to bend over for the injection, just to make it colorful, in case you have to take it in the ass, okay? Getting you to bend over for the injection is, that's primary for them. Even if they were just getting you, forcing you to take a saline injection or a harmless injection, asserting power over your body is, that's number one for the communists. But number two is the damn thing is toxic. They also get to kill you. Now, here's the mechanism of that from this medical paper. Interestingly, overexpressed spike protein. This is the final conclusion. Significantly suppressed NHEJ repair. Now, that doesn't mean anything to you, does it? It shouldn't. What is NHEJ? I had no idea what that was until a great doctor, Dr. Peter McCullough, made me familiar with it. And another great doctor, Dr. Pierre Corey, real doctors. It's non-homologous end joining, NHEJ, non-homologous end joining. And that is a DNA repair mechanism. Now, your body right now, you have trillions of cells in your body. They all have DNA. Well, I think there's some that don't, actually. You biology majors out there can help me with that. But DNA is everywhere in your body. And DNA gets breaks and defects. And your body, miraculously, the miracle of your body, repairs the damaged DNA. If you couldn't repair the damaged DNA, guess what happens to you? You die from all kinds of immunodeficiency, cancer, heart attacks, thrombosis, blood clots. If you can't repair your DNA, you're in big trouble, Jack. Well, guess what? This medical paper that I just read a couple sentences from finds that the spike proteins, not in the COVID-19, the spike proteins produced by the billions by the vaccine, the non-vaccine, which is causing your body to churn out spike proteins that interrupt, destroy NHEJ. Their phrase, significantly suppress non-homologous end joining. Meaning, the vaccine, the non-vaccine, suppresses significantly DNA repair. What's going to happen? Well, what is happening? Hospitals are filling up right now with mysteriously ill people. People having heart attacks. 25-year-old professional athletes having a heart attack right on the soccer field and dropping dead shortly after being vaccinated. The Danish health minister going to the microphone to tout the virtues of the vaccine, to virtue signal that she has been vaccinated. She is a virtuous communist. She is a virtuous stooge. And before she can get the words out of her mouth, she passes out and falls over like a log with her head bouncing on the floor. Passes out in midair, goes out like a light bulb. The Danish health minister, how obvious does it have to get? We have a vaccine, what's it called? The VAERS. What is that acronym? Vaccine adverse effects reporting system. Is that what it is? VAERS? What is the number now of dead people actually reported on VAERS? In the tens of thousands of dead people from the damn non-vaccine. Of course these Navy SEALs. You don't become a Navy SEAL unless you've got brains and you've got brawn and you've got courage and you have integrity. Of course they're saying go to hell with your damn injection. These are real, and there's some women too, men and women. I like this newly elected woman, is she a Marine veteran? With her AK, not her AK, her AR-15 picture. I like her, and I like there's some great women who are also saying go to hell. So this thing, of course they don't want to be injected with something. Here's a paper that says, you're going to, guess what? And the evidence is coming up. On the VAERS system, the estimate is that the VAERS system is so underreported. In order for a VAERS report to come in, a doctor has to sit down and spend an hour writing the thing and sending it in. And he has to basically write into the CDC saying, here's a report on somebody I just killed. Guess what? Doctors don't want to write that report. Or maybe not, I just killed. But they don't want to share this information. They don't want to send this in. So it's estimated that not possibly more than 1 in 10 adverse effects are ever reported. And the estimate goes to as low as 1 in 100. So if you have 25,000, I forget what the exact number is right now, but if you have 25,000 dead people, multiply that times 10. Multiply it by 100. Hospitals are filling up with people mysteriously having heart attacks in their 20s. You don't have a heart attack in your 20s. You don't have a heart attack if you're a top-level athlete. You don't have thrombosis. You don't have hundreds of blood clots appearing in your lungs. Hundreds of blood clots appearing in your lungs. Strangely, after you've had the damn gene therapy, the totally untested mRNA gene therapy, never used on any human previously. Do you understand that, folks? This has never been done. Never. No test. Never. And yet your dictator communist president is ordering you to take the damn thing. And now they're going after your children. Go to hell. Go to hell before you touch our children. We will fight. Get your hands off our children. The goddamn United Nations World Health Organization just put out a statement that if you put your kids in school, that is implied consent to having your children vaccinated without your consent. You can go to hell. Implied consent, my ass. Get your kids out of that school, folks. They just put out their statement that if your kids are in that school, you have given consent to have your five-year-old vaccinated. These are communists. They have taken over our country, and they must be gotten out of our government. We must take back America. Now, Donald Trump is the man who inspired our movement, and he must lead it right now. Mr. President, you must condemn these bastards right now. And you must do it in no uncertain terms. Because if we lose this, this is, what do they say? This is not negotiable. This isn't like taxes. You can endure some bad taxes. This isn't like overregulation. You can endure some overregulation. You can endure some oppressive paperwork. You can endure bad government in one form or another. You can't endure this! There's no way. If they have the power to vaccinate not only you, to inject, this is something right out of the Matrix. They're sticking the damn needle right into your circulatory system. They are taking sovereignty over every cell in your body. If you don't have sovereignty over a single damn cell in your body, what the hell do you have? How much liberty do you have if you are not the sovereign over a single cell in your body? You got nothing. You got nothing if that's all you got. This has to be fought. And if the damn Supreme Court, if these pussies on the Supreme Court, like Kavanaugh and Barrett, can't grow a pair of balls, what's wrong with you cowards? The Supreme Court should be saying, hell no. Damn you, Biden. This is an OSHA regulation? What law is that? What debate has ever been held in Congress on imposing an injection on every person in America. And they're going to even go after babies after they get done with the five-year-olds. Damn them. So there you go. That's what am I doing? Reading this research out of Sweden. The name of the researchers, and these are even, I think these are Chinese. Let me think, what's the name of them? Well, Oliver Schildgen is the academic editor. This is in a publication, I believe, called Viruses, published on October 13th. SARS-CoV-2 spike impairs DNA damage repair and inhibits VDJ recombination in vitro. All gobbledygook to everybody, but those, somebody that knows virology or medicine, the thing I read about, if your non-homologous end joining ain't happening, you're dying, folks. Because that means your DNA is not repairing itself. You are having severe immunodeficiency. All right. Let's see. But here's another thing I wanted to do in today's show. We don't have much time left, but I wanted to do this. And, you know, I looked online for recordings that I could play for you, and, you know, they're mysteriously disappearing all over the country, in football stadiums, arenas, hockey games, race car, you know, the original one with Brandon Brown. The original NASCAR event where the crowd was chanting F Joe Biden. They're all disappearing off the internet. I wanted to have a bunch of them to play for you today. So instead, not having found anything good for you, I'm listening to them. I've got my own little cowbell here. And the way I hear it when these people do it, I want to get into one of these events where they're chanting, you know, F Joe Biden, or the alternate pronunciation, which is Let's Go Brandon. So I'll just use the Let's Go Brandon version. But I think we go, Let's Go Brandon. Let's Go Brandon. F Joe Biden. Let's Go Brandon. So I've got my bell to take to the event that I get to go to. But I love these people. I love this national phenomenon sweeping the country. Now, I've got my own Let's Go Brandon t-shirt ordered from the Trump campaign. Thank you, Mr. President. I made a not from the Trump campaign. He hasn't opened a campaign yet, but from the Super PAC, I think it's called the Save America Super PAC. I sent in $45 as a contribution and got my Let's Go Brandon t-shirt, which I have right here. I've also got my Trump 2024 flag that I ordered online from a third-party vendor because the campaign has not yet issued that for understandable reasons. The president has not yet declared his candidacy, and he apparently that is the wise thing to do at this point because he loses a lot of freedom to maneuver as soon as he declares his candidacy. So, but I've got my Trump 2024 flag, and it says Take Back America as the subscript there on the Trump 2024, and that's flying from my front door of my house right now alongside my American flag. I keep it flying all night with a light on it. And here's a treat. A guy went by me here in town, here in North Dakota. A guy went by me yesterday, and flying from the top of his car, as big as my Trump 2024 flag, 3x5 foot, was an F Joe Biden flag. And, you know, it was the full word, F Joe Biden. And it was flying from the top of his car. I loved it. Oh, man, we've got to see more of these things. Just driving through town. And you know, there's reason for hope. I'll go back to the bit of hope that we need, the sad departure of John Stadtmiller, having died Friday, if you're just tuning into the show, the founder of this network, guy who imagined it, who made it happen, who struggled, you know, labored mightily, put everything into it, and that he dies young. But he must be taking heart from the good developments that have occurred in the last week here, the massive defeat of the communists in Virginia. This Governor McAuliffe just wiped out by the Republican challenger. And of course, the demon rat communists in the media, they want you to say, oh, but that wasn't a victory for Trump. That was a victory for Youngkin, and he's not Trump. Sorry, you SOBs, he is Trump. It is the Trump people who beat your asses in Virginia. It is the Trump revolution. It is the Trump movement that beat your asses in Virginia. And you know it. But you lie. That's all you do. We know you're lying because your lips are moving. And as I said in last week's show, one of the things is, you know, it's horrible, but it's wonderful. You hearing the sound of my voice, you are alive in the most amazing moment of human history. You are alive as far as I can tell, I'm a pretty good student of history, at the most crucial moment in the decisive moment for liberty. Will Earth become an enslaved planet akin to the Matrix? Will the Chinese communists, I don't want to impugn the Chinese people, will the Chinese bastards, the communists, the people that tried to poison James in Vancouver, and they do that, they kill people. And a lot of the people that have died in our movement, you know, remember the so-called suicide of James Forrestal? He didn't commit suicide. He was suicided. He committed arconcide. They kill. They live. You remember that movie? And they kill. It's standard operating procedure for the Saul Alinsky crowd is assassination. So, and they conceal it, of course. They mask it. They try to make it undetectable, usually. Other times they want you to know that they're killing patriots to scare you, to intimidate you. Anyway, Virginia was wonderful. The Trump forces clobbered, and in a state that, because of the influx of all, Virginia is in fact a patriotic state. It is the home of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington, and it is a patriotic state. It's when you get out of Fairfax County and you get out of the Washington, D.C. suburbs, and you get out of the immediate vicinity of the Capitol in Richmond, full of their federal bureaucrats and bloodsuckers who moved to Virginia from all over the country. All sorts of, and the population of Washington, D.C., the idea of Washington, D.C. becoming a state, what an insult. Washington, D.C. is nothing but a giant beehive of government bloodsuckers. They deserve two senators and a congressman? Please. With the highest income in the nation, by the way, with those huge federal salaries. I love, who was it? Who was grilling this piece of garbage, Rochelle Walensky, the head of the CDC, and a Republican senator said, my understanding is that 75% of your staff isn't even coming to work. They're working from bed at home via Zoom. And Walensky said, I she was choking on her words. answer the question, Walensky. I don't have that data. Oh, she doesn't have that data. Oh, yeah, right. The head of the organization. So the senator, the Republican senator, has said, well, okay, you don't have the data. When you walk down the hallway and you look to your left and you look to your right, are there people at the desks or are the desks empty? And she couldn't even answer that. She didn't have that data either. She couldn't find her ass. She doesn't have that data. She's just lying. Look at her face. Look at the faces of these people. These are demons. These aren't normal, good human beings. This is a demon army. Anyway, that was a beautiful moment when Walensky couldn't find the data. And of course, we don't have any chance of any kind of indictment or justice being meted out to people like Fauci and Walensky as long as the demon rats control Washington, the communists control, and they do have full control. It has to be wrested from them in November of 2022. And then heroes like Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio can then fill the breach, bring the indictments, bring the charges of treason, bring the impeachments, bring the hearings. Let the games begin in November of 2022. Well, the fun will begin in January at the swearing in of the new Congress and a new Senate. Hopefully not led by this piece of garbage. The former speaker, Mitch McConnell. Hopefully the new Republican Senate will find a patriot, courageous senator and will be led by that person. And then the glorious moment to which we are all of this tends, November of 2024, the third time that Donald Trump wins the presidency, for the third time. And we've got to win big, folks, because we have to win, as the president says so correctly, we have to win above and beyond the margin of fraud. Any state that's carried by 10,000 votes, 50,000, forget it. That's nothing for the Democrats. That's one trunk, one carload of fake ballots. Too easy for them. Got to win by 500,000. We'll be back next week here in the Trump Clubhouse, carrying on John Stadtmiller's tradition. See you then.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening.